Icelandic is a language that seems to be untouched by time, at least according to Thorhallr Iperson, a professor at the University of Iceland.
Modern Icelanders can read the Icelandic sagas, texts that were written in the 13th and 14th century, and they find those relatively easy to read.
In the last 800 years, Icelandic in its written form has seen very few changes.
One reason is, of course, the geographic remoteness of Iceland. I mean, it's far away from other countries, so it's quite natural that it's not as prone to influence from other countries and thereby not from other languages. It's mainly the geographic isolation of Iceland that has kept the language pure, but also there's always been a conscious effort on behalf of intellectuals in Iceland to keep the language pure, that is to say, to try to suggest native words instead of foreign words.
What Thorhallr Iperson is referring to is the Icelandic purism movement. It was an effort put forth by the Icelandic population to keep their language pure from outside influence following volcanic catastrophe and political reform. This is Torfi Tulinius, another professor at the University of Iceland.
It had to do with the Renaissance in Iceland. Iceland was very, very poor, especially at the end of the 18th and the beginning of the 19th century. There was a huge volcanic catastrophe in the 1783-4. 550 square kilometers were covered by lava, and especially the gases that emanated from the eruption created the conditions for a great famine. So the Icelandic population dwindled down to less than 40,000 people. And so the country had to be reconstructed, rebuilt. And this went along with, in the early 19th century, with the rise of nationalism.
Thorhallr Iperson finishes that thought.
Iceland was a part of Denmark at that time. Like many other such countries, it wanted to break away from the dominating power, and the idea of a national language and that language should remain pure was very much a part of the identity of Icelanders as a separate nation.
The purism movement would see Danish words ousted from Icelandic and replaced with old and disused words from the language's past. Torfi Tulinius explains more.
It's poetic in the sense that creating new words is also a way to create a word that people like, that tells them something, using language so that people can embrace the new word and want to use it.
Thorhallr Iperson, followed by Torfi Tulinius, tells more about such words.
One word which is remarkable is the word for telephone, which is sími, which used to mean thread or cord, and was then used in the early 20th century to denote telephone. The connection was the telephone lines that you could see stretching from one part of the country to another.
My favorite example of this is our word for computer. A very famous Icelandic writer and scholar came up with this following idea. He said, okay, this is going to be a number machine. The old Icelandic word for number is tala, and the old Icelandic word for witch is vala, so it rhymes. And then he said, but there's another form for a witch that you find in Old Norse text, which is völva. Why don't we just change the first letter and call this new invention, this number cruncher, a tölva? So it has the kind of connotation of wizardry, in a way, but also the connotation of numbers.
Thanks for listening. This is Dan Hibbets for WCRX 88.1 FM and WCRXFM.com.